We have a special guest with us this morning. She's going to kind of be, we've been supporting her as a missionary to Slovenia, but things have changed. And so Andrea's going to be sharing with us this morning kind of what's going on in her life, what God's doing. So Andrea, if you want to come on up and I'll pray for you and then you can share with us. Father God, I just thank you for this morning. Thank you for Andrea and just how she is open to your leading. And Father, I pray that you will just continue to guide and direct her steps. And Father, I pray that as this morning, as we listen to her story and kind of what's going on and how God has changed her direction, that we will listen to your Holy Spirit and maybe he'll be speaking to our hearts, that bless you, that maybe we need to change direction in our lives too. And so I lift her before you and in this new adventure that she's on. Father, I pray that you'd bless her and encourage her. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you're on.
All right, well, like Kevin said, I was a missionary for 3 years in Slovenia. So Slovenia used to be Yugoslavia, so it's under Austria, above Croatia, Italy, and Hungary, just so you kind of have the place in your mind. And Slovenia is very dark. It had very Christian roots. Their first book was written by a Catholic priest who translated their whole language and the reason why they are a country. So they do have a lot of Christian roots, but they very much, when communism came in, it just kind of really pushed down the church. And so right now in Slovenia, there's a lot of New Age beliefs and agnostics and just people who think, oh, there's a higher power that I want to tap into, but they don't realize that that's Jesus and God, and they don't call it that. And so we were trying to go in and talk to them about Jesus, but it took a long time to build friendships in Slovenia because they didn't trust anybody. They had been constantly ruled by other powers. And so that's just a little bit of the background of what we kind of were stepping into. And then my community was one of the darkest communities in Slovenia. It was where at the end of World War II, they loaded up all the Croats, the Slovenians, all the Balkan people, and they put them on a train and took them to the forest of where I lived, and they shot them all down and blew them up in a cave. And so that was kind of the dark history of where I was living. And so needless to say that they weren't trusting for a good reason. And so it just took a long time to build relationships. And in our church community, we saw great things happening because light does shine in dark places. And we're seeing even more things now. A couple weeks ago, 4 people were baptized in our church that I worked with there. And that was really, really exciting time for the church. And then they're having a church plant in a different community that's about 45 minutes away. So that church now meets every single Sunday, and the goal is for them to be self-supporting in the next year or two. So we really are seeing God's hand moving in this dark community. We're seeing youth hear the gospel and respond. I've talked about Katya a couple times when I come here and visit. So if you remember me talking about her, she is doing really, really well. She just finished high school at the age of, 20, I think she is now. And so they finished high school a little bit later on, and she passed the big bad test that says that they can go to college, and it is really, really hard. We can't even compare it to the SATs because it's a completely different thing, and they have to take it for each subject. And she passed it, and she sent me a note, and she's like, thank you for standing with me. I did not think I was going to pass that test. And it was really great. I was like, you did all the hard work. I was just there encouraging you, but you did all the hard work. So she is headed to a data analysis type school, is what she's wanting to do. And we'll see where she goes from there. But it was great to, I prayed with her in 2014, and she became a believer in October. And so it's been great to just kind of walk alongside her up until this last summer. And so we're still keeping in contact, and it's been really fun to just get to hear her heart and her story and keep tracking with her. So this last year for me, I would say was very, very difficult for multiple reasons. There were some disunity happening within our church, within a couple relationships. There was one person in particular who just really didn't understand what Josiah Venture was trying to do in the community, and he just took all the things that he was hearing and thinking and feeling and just projected that onto our youth, and then pretty soon our youth were projecting that back to us, just really discontent with a lot of things that were going on with the youth group, and we would try to change things and they just get more discontent. So that was kind of the atmosphere of our youth group. It was like walking on eggshells for a while, just not knowing when a bomb was going to go off. And they were going to like come up with this, oh, we really don't like how you do this, or and so that went on for a while, and the Lord started nudging my heart, going, are you, you know, you should ask questions like if this is what the Lord has for you, and I just kept pushing those things away, or like I had in the back of my head, like, oh, I would like to go back to school, but I'm here in Slovenia. I've moved my life here. I'm not